Wir können gerade auf den Sachtes beim Zeit auf sein, wir können aber können Teus Maas, da bin ich die Gemache, aber leu ist Siri Safik. And it's only 10 definite that the Teus says, and not 10 doubtful. Which Teus says, in la haksha, don't ask the Itzach Kra, or you need a Pasuk, le mu'ute Sveika, to exclude a situation of doubt. Ke the parach, mim Sachtes Chulun, which or the grab the gears is the British just or the British re bin the sagt the schulen and the from base and base it says the master it's through or it means to say is the gemara and schulen discusses that you can't say that the pasuk is coming to exclude something that essentially is possible and it's only because of a suffix what's its situation because pasuk that when it's suffix it's going to be possible now. However, it would seem in our sugya that the Gemara explains that regarding Maaser, the Torah is coming to exclude a serious suffix. You can't ask that question, why did the Torah need to be light? Even though, anyways, because the suffix is serious, it can't work because the Torah means to say that since the 10th one is a suffix, so therefore you can't take Maaser even Memanam Shach, like the Gemara explains, and therefore if one of them jumps into the counter ones, they're all going to be potter. But just the Chulin explains in another way that the intention of the Gemara is davka for a suffix that's always in one way. For example, halacha of the oif and b'chilab tzihub. That's always one suffix. So the Gemara asks, since it's possible to verify the suffix, klapish might there's no suffix, so it's difficult. Why didn't you pass the might suffix? But by sveikas it, you can have a mevar. Where sometimes they're one way, sometimes there's another way. So, like for example, Sabbim Meisah Torah had to explain the halacha that what to do in this matzav of suffix. The Bittai is saying that ein lahakshus. Next is matzav being the words of Gemara Mafish Aleihen Asara Soyin. So yeah, for these 10 suffix pinyan pederamaris, you have to separate 10 sheep. Which Torah says tamed to one because the perikam of the bucharis first perikam of bucharis daf tesam and aleph. I mean, we say the set echad poyte kamet pitchachamayim. What do you mean? Just one sheep exempts many pitchachamayims. So matzarch asar asayim, what do you need 10 sheep for? So moreover, another question is, my kamash balan must need, what's he teaching us, must need in he? That's halacha of the Mishnah, svekis nechnasim ladir lesaser, that the doubts go into the corral to take maaser. And so moreover, kiven the amar maasra, and so since he tells us to take maaser, matzarch lash mein, hinshalah, what do you have to tell us that it says? Pshita, obviously, kiven the maasron. Since it's taking Maaser, obviously the Hinshel loy that it's his, because the Ilohi Yishal Kayin, if it was the Kayin's loy Maaser, he wouldn't take Maaser off, then he would be like a buyer, that now it's Mishnah teacher, but in the name base, Halakuch, Vanit Leib Matana, if something is bought or given as a gift, Pate is Pate. So that we know that it's his. Bikamash Ram is coming to teach us the Abak of the Maaser, and that even after he takes off Maaser, Adain Him Shaloy, it's still his, or that Pshita, obviously the Maaser Behem Shal Baim, we know that Maaser Behem belongs to the Baim. So Taisus has these questions on the Salacha. Next test, the Gemara Machber Bavo, Bavo pointed, Vahashar Bishvua, which the Gist of Taisus brings is that, and the rest, one has to go ahead and make a Shvua, which Taisus says, Nir Deliger Sin Vahashar. The Gist says, not and the rest. Kadav Bamash Biyodai Magas Yeshava. Dav Masha Yodai Magas Yeshava, that even though up where his hand reaches, he has to swear on, because Kivan Deniskana Hashvua, since the whole point of the oath was Shlehi Odom Hailech Vataykif, that person should not go and grab, so Mitam Zay Yeshava, this reason you swear, Afbe Mashu Vataykif is even what he's holding on to. Now, Mikabakam Shaper Muchach Besamach, but still it makes sense what the Gemara proves shortly, the Bikinyan. Now, regarding, however, acquisition, might the toughest, what he's holding on to is command the Pasidim, it's like definitive. Why? Based on what we're saying, it's not. No, Kivan Dahacha, since over here, La'acha Shavua, after the oath, Netel Kamashu Vataykif, He right, he has to make a shavuah, but after shavuah, he takes what he's holding on to. Even if it's more than half, but shavuah he b'shalataina. Yeah, the oath is just because of the claim that the guy's making that it's his. Because the takana, but that doesn't take away that it is of a pasuk what the guy's holding on to. But yes, it does require shavuah. So it's not like the gears of Asher. Next says not to begin the gemara miyuchel and not koy. Well, if he could pull it back, well then it's not a good nesina for a krisis. So it says near it seems the imhoisa yada psucha. If her hand was open, b'shas shanos and get b'yada, when he put the get into her hand, v'nishudam shich b'yada, and the string remains in his hand, b'kavtz yada b'chezik, and then she forcibly closes her hand. She'mayshach ha'mashicha, that if he's going to pull the string, lo yuchel avi etzleit, not going to bring it to him, She'in Megresh, still should not be divorced. Why? Because she knows Yada. Because when he put it into the hand, when he did the mace in the scene, the cream shook up the other before she closed her hands. He was able to bring it to himself. Also, who? He didn't do the tight fisting that she did. Elihi, she did it. That's like when it's lacking in the sina, which when she's doing it, he's not doing the sina, like as if when he says, here, take the get, your get from the ground, the inner Megresh, that she's not divorced. Like, because you cannot recite that he put it into her hands. Now here that says in that if he cannot pull it back, the Megresh is divorced, is for example, her hand was already tight fisted. And he pushed it so strong into her hands, that if he's going to pull by the string, Leoba gets, he's not going to bring the get by him. Then she's divorced, because that was his maestness. You know? But if it remained damper, she explains, if the get is so heavy, that if he's going to want to pull the get back to him, to not the string is going to tear. Then Megresh is, that's another way of saying how she'll be divorced. And then you could even say, maybe the Besucha, that is could be talking about her hand or is open, but not tight fisted, and she didn't do anything. And therefore, that would be considered as a Benos and Hu that he did in the scene, and therefore, she'll be divorced.